Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. A new way to prevent people from wasting time waiting in line. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is January 26th, 2013. We're glad you could join us here for day two of our trends article, The Wait is Over. And it is on pages 38 and 39 in your Advanced magazine. And I think this is something we all can identify with because we all go out to restaurants and we've all had to wait in line. There's got to be a better way. In some places, it's amazing how long you can wait. And some restaurants handle this very well. Other restaurants don't. And that actually might make the difference in whether or not you go back to that restaurant, not just even the food, but your experience as far as waiting, interacting with the staff there and how they handle you, how they communicate. And sometimes just even a miscommunication, such as maybe you're being told the wait will be 15 minutes and it turns into 30, would be enough to make you go crazy and never go back to the restaurant again. So this is very important for restaurants because if they lose a customer one time, in most cases, people almost never go back. They never go back. So you can't have a customer have a bad experience because in most cases, people will never go back. They go elsewhere. So you want the experience to be positive. Well, we had a positive experience yesterday here with our two panelists. First, Josh Mooney. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Bill. Nice to be here.
Good to have you back for day two of this article and just wanted to get your thoughts on something from yesterday.
Well, I really liked how we talk about this app, WaitAway, offering customers a real-time visualization. And real-time is a phrase you often see in your magazines or newspapers. Talks about things happening now and how we track that activity in real-time. And in this case, seeing how far you're moving up in the line.
Okay. And Amanda Young-Pierce here.
Yeah, yesterday we talked about the meatball shop that only has 39 seats in New York, and we talked about how it became a bona fide hit. Now, to be bona fide means to be real or true, and it just made me think we often talk about art this way as well. If we see a painting that's made by Da Vinci or one of the other famous artists, we say, "Oh, that's a bona fide painting, The real deal, the real thing."
Okay. Well, you know, this is a very typical story that we saw yesterday. Two chefs, Michael Chernow and Daniel Holtzman, they opened their restaurant. Very typical story. Usually it's maybe chefs opening a restaurant. They're really good at making food. But the problem is when it comes to managing a restaurant, running the business, chefs, it's usually not something that is their strong point. So they need a lot of help in a lot of different areas. And one is just simply the logistics, managing the popularity of their restaurant. They became too popular. It's a good problem, but doesn't last forever if you don't manage it well. You've got 150 people waiting in line. That's great. But if you don't manage it well, it's all going to be gone within a couple of weeks. So you have to learn how to manage it well. And they did learn about this app, WaitAway, and it helped them manage the waiting of all of their customers so they can retain people and keep them coming back for more. And, you know, we finished yesterday talking about restaurants losing money on reservations, right, Josh?
Yes, we talked about restaurants being hidebound or reticent to change. And that's because technology moves so quickly, and the restaurant business really hasn't. It's very simple. They cook food, you show up, you put your name down, and you eat their food. And things like apps and technology and tools to make things easier have have been difficult to introduce into the restaurant business. But one app that I mentioned yesterday I like a lot is called OpenTable, and that's an app that allows you to make reservations very quickly, but it also allows you to cancel reservations quickly, which is bad for the restaurants.
Okay, so you use this app to make reservations, and it can be like at the last minute, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's great. It helps restaurants maybe fill some tables up. However, you can also cancel it at the last minute, right?
With no penalty.
With no penalty. And this is where restaurants do lose a lot of money because they will keep a table empty. We've seen it here. Maybe you've gone into a restaurant. There'll be like a sign on there. They put like a little paper sign on it, reserved for somebody else. Well, you know, they might turn away customers saying, oh, this table's reserved. And then the person calls in and says, oh, well, we've had a problem. We're not going to make it there. So they lose a lot of money. Not only did they lose money on that customer that canceled the reservation, but they also lose the potential earnings of all the other customers that they did turn away because that table was reserved.
There is a chef in Chicago who is fighting against this, Grant Aschatz, very famous chef, who actually opened up a restaurant called Next where you can't make reservations. You actually have to buy tickets in advance that serve as your table for that night. And if you don't show up and eat, well, then you lost out because you bought the ticket in advance. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a good idea. You got to be good.
Right.
You have to be good. You have to be in demand for this. You know, maybe a place like the meatball shop could do that since they're so popular right now. You got to be good to be able to sell that in advance.
That's right. You're riding on your popularity.
Yeah. But I can understand where this guy is coming from because he probably had several experiences of people canceling. And it can be a killer for a restaurant because their margins aren't that great. So they've got rent, they've got people to pay, their staff, cost of the food. So they can't be having a lot of reservations being canceled. Well, we have been talking about restaurants and how the Waitaway app helped the meatball shop and also helps this entire industry. But restaurants aren't the only place that we're trying to reduce the amount of time that people wait in line. So let's get into that today. Turn to page 39 and we'll have our first reading, that section there called Branching Out.
Branching out. But restaurants are only a fraction of the waiting economy. That's why some app makers are aggressively expanding into other industries. Qless was one of the earliest developers in the space. It now counts Toyota dealerships and the Kansas DMV among its satisfied clients. Waitaway's creators saw the value in diversification and have been moving in that direction as well. We don't see why anyone should have to waste time in a line anywhere, says Adams, and moving beyond restaurants is a natural progression. Recently, the curators of New York Children's Museum of the Arts began using Waitaway to manage visitors. They learned of it while waiting for a table at the meatball shop.
Branching out. What happens when we branch out?
Well, it's almost like a tree. You think of the tree has many branches, and that takes you in different places. And in this case, we are branching out or moving away from just restaurants into other places of what we call here in line 9, the waiting economy.
Okay. The waiting economy. There's a lot of places we have to wait. We had mentioned DMVs, Department of Motor Vehicle, yesterday. There's a lot of other places in our economy we have to wait. So that's why
some app makers are aggressively expanding into other industries. So we see people making these applications aggressively, meaning with force. They're wanting to expand or go into different industries. So not just the restaurant industry, you know, possibly like we saw, you said, the DMV, so government departments, maybe in hospitals, places like that.
Qless is one of them. In line 11, we learn about a new app maker who was one of the earliest developers in the space. And they count Toyota dealerships and the Kansas DMV among its satisfied clients.
Okay, and when we mean in the space, we're talking about in this market niche. So Qless has put together these apps for car dealerships, and there's the DMV again, which really needs it. So, they are branching out into other industries. We go back to Waitaway, which we talked about yesterday.
That's right. We see that Waitaway creators now see the value in diversification. That means to be going into different areas to divide, not just the restaurant industry, but other places as well, and have been moving in that direction as well. So they are also developing this Waitaway app to fit, like the DMVs, your car dealerships, the different places that need it.
And we hear again from Wes Adams, a designer there with Waitaway. What does Wes say?
He says, we don't see why anyone should have to waste time in a line anymore. So this idea of putting your name down, whether it's at a doctor's office or at the cell phone store, you shouldn't need to wait. They should be able to manage your time better. And this idea of wasting time is an interesting concept, that we only have a certain number of hours in our day, a certain number of years in our life, and we want to not waste it.
Okay. And moving beyond restaurants is what?
A natural progression. So they feel that it's just naturally going to continue into other areas of this waiting economy.
Makes sense to move into these other areas, a natural progression.
Yes, the word diversification is important for business, to look and see where your customers are coming from, what industries are you currently serving, and then deciding, do I just want to focus on this one industry and become an expert and serve that? And perhaps maybe there are enough restaurants that Waitaway could have only focused on the restaurant industry. But no, they decided to diversify, which is the verb there in the word diversification, and go into other areas.
And speaking of other areas, we learn about one in the next paragraph.
That's right. We see that recently the curators of New York's Children's Museum of the Arts began using Waitaway to manage their visitors.
Wow. So they took this application and they shifted it from the meatball shop to the Museum of Art. So they've been able to, of course, I'm sure there's some adjustments that they might make to that. But they learned about it from the restaurant, right?
That's right. They were actually waiting for a table at the meatball shop, and they probably asked them, hey, wow, this app is really neat. Who built it? How do we get an app like this? But I'm curious, why would people wait at a museum?
Well, I would think that just like everything in New York, it's probably very crowded, and they get a lot of people at certain periods of time. So there are probably certain days, certain times where they need to manage the visitors.
Okay. So just too many visitors and have to wait to get inside to see the exhibits.
I've actually been to art museums here in Taipei when I've gone to see some exhibits, and some very famous artists had exhibits here. They are extremely popular. And actually an application like this would have been great for the exhibitions here because the hidebound art exhibition industry here in Taipei is notoriously slow to change and adapt. So what they do is they just sell tickets, and then everybody's waiting in line. And there will be 1,000 people waiting in line trying to get into like this Picasso exhibit. Well, it's just a mess because you can't funnel in so many people into this small space to and observing art is a slow process. It's actually controlling the queue is something that is very important in an art exhibition, and it's something I could see where this would apply. So it would be a museum application so that you just don't have hundreds of people in a crowded room trying to look at pieces of art. So
makes sense.
Yep. Okay, let's get into our final reading for this article.
The doctor is in. There's too much variation in the size and format of restaurants to produce an average wait time number for the industry. That's not the case for doctor's offices, which are another leading source of time frittering. Earlier this year, Vitals.com, a site that helps consumers find doctors, collected user data on several aspects of the patient experience and crunched reports from 1.1 million people nationwide to calculate the average wait time for patients at the general practitioner's office. The average wait time, 21 minutes, though that figure could soon shrink. One of the trends we believe affects it is the economics of healthcare, says Jeff Cutler of Vitals. There have been reports that doctors, especially those in primary care, are making less per patient. And so one of the things they need to do is see more patients in a shorter amount of time, which affects how long people wait. Using a practice management system can shave minutes off the wait, as can pre-registering patients, an increasingly common practice. The goal is to get wait times closer to the 15 minutes, 26 seconds, found in Wisconsin, and not to the more than 25-minute drudgery of office waits in Mississippi.
Well, we've been talking about restaurants, and then we even finished our last section talking about a museum in New York City, but now we're going to move into a whole different field.
We say the doctor is in, which is a phrase related to the medical industry that says the doctor is in the building and can see you now, as opposed to not being in and unavailable to see you. And it says there's too much variation in the size and format of restaurants to produce an average wait time, but that is not the case in the medical industry. We can determine what is the average wait time of all the doctor visits in America. And we'll share some of those stats in this lesson.
Yeah, I can see that too much variation when you consider restaurants. So you can go from McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken to a place like the Meatball Shop, which is a quaint little restaurant. Then you can go to a much more formal dining situation. So it's really difficult to lump all of them together and say, oh, well, the average waiting time at a restaurant is X minutes. It's because it's really not accurate. They're all different niches. It's not fair. But we can bring together doctor's offices, right, Amanda?
We can. I think it's interesting that in this they use the word frittering. You know, that's an interesting word to talk about wasting time. Mm-hmm. But we do learn that doctor's offices are easier to bring an average time or wait time or calculate that average wait time so that people don't have to fritter their time away.
When I think of frittering, I think of frittering in small bits and pieces, 5 minutes here, 7 minutes mm-hmm. there. And you can fritter away your day on all sorts of things. You can spend 5 or 7 minutes maybe on Facebook or sending a text message, playing a game, doing this. And the next thing you know, an hour is gone. You fritter away your time. Now, we get into some of these statistics. We see that earlier this year, Vitals.com, what did they do?
Well, they conducted a research survey. They collected user data of all of their visitors, and it looks like they're a website that helps you find doctors. And they must have asked them, how was your visit? How long did you wait? And then they crunched those numbers. They put them all together and calculated some national averages.
Well, that is a very large sample, 1.1 million people nationwide. Then this sample was used to calculate the average wait time for patients at general practitioner's office, like your family doctor where you go for everything initially for your initial visit to get hopefully cured or fixed, and the average wait time
was 21 minutes, though they're hoping that figure could soon shrink.
Okay, well, we then see in the next paragraph, Jeff Cutler of Vitals has something to say.
He says that one of the trends we believe affects it is the economics of healthcare. So there's just the way that the health business is run in the U.S. has impacted why we wait so long. And that number actually sounded a little low to me. I've certainly waited 45 minutes or over an hour on some doctor's visits. And I think that's just expected in the U.S. that you wait a long time to see a doctor.
21 minutes didn't sound too bad.
No.
Yeah, that didn't sound too bad. So, and Jeff Cutler does continue then in line 22.
That there have been reports that doctors, especially those in primary care, are making less per patient. And so one of the things they need to do is see more patients in a shorter amount of time, which affects how long people wait.
Okay, and primary care, that is another term that we use for general practitioners. They are non-specialists. These are people the primary care. They are the first people that you go and visit, so for an illness before going on to a specialist if necessary. So they're making less per patient, less money?
Less money, exactly. The economics of healthcare in America has changed quite a bit in terms of what insurance covers, how the doctors get reimbursed for the tests and things they do with their patients. So they're making less money per patient than they used to in the past. So of course, in order to increase their bottom line, they need to see more people.
Okay, they're making less, so they need to see more people, and they need to do this in a shorter amount of time. So they actually need to, unfortunately, they have to cut down on the time they spend with people, right?
That's right. Less time listening to your concerns, getting the full report of what's been happening to you health-wise, and using now, it looks like, a software system to make that happen.
Okay, so if they spend less time with you, people are going to have to wait less. So they won't have to wait as long. So now we do see here that they can use a practice management system.
That's right. We learned that that can shave minutes off the wait. And to shave something off means to reduce the wait or to reduce something. Or they can pre-register patients, which is also an increasingly common practice.
People make appointments, mm-hmm. right? As far as like register as far as, okay, you come in at 9 o'clock, and mm-hmm. then Josh is pre-registered for 9:15, and then Bill is pre-registered for 9:30.
That's actually what we do in New Zealand. That's,
really?
Yeah, we use this pre-registering way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, does it work?
Yeah, it works.
Huh?
I never had to wait very long. But again, we have a small population. So.
Okay. Is this national health insurance?
We are public health care.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. It's the United States insurance medical industry is really complicated with private health insurance. And there's so many different complications that really muddies the water and complicates the process. So, but I like this pre-registering of patients. So, and it's increasingly common. More people are using it. What is the goal?
Well, the goal is to get the wait time closer to 15 minutes, 26 seconds, found in the state of Wisconsin. So the average time nationally is 21 minutes, and it looks like companies like Vitals are trying to help doctors reduce that time, and we've come up with a state that sounds like has the lowest wait time in America, and it's a Midwestern state, a very cold state called Wisconsin.
Okay, up in the upper Midwest, and they are doing very well. I think they are the best in the nation when it comes to this waiting time at the doctor. Now, at the other end of the spectrum,
they don't want to see people waiting more than 25 minutes because that would be drudgery. Drudgery meaning hard or boring. Waiting that long in an office is boring. So they're trying to avoid that. And this happens, unfortunately, currently in Mississippi.
Okay. And, of course, there's all sorts of reasons why. You know, why does one state have such a good track record on this and the other state does not do so well? Again, that has a lot to do with economics and as far as the state's economic condition and as far as how many doctors are in place. You know, it would be interesting. There's a lot more to this. For instance, how many doctors per patient are there in Wisconsin compared to Mississippi? There might be one doctor for 50 patients in Wisconsin. There might be one doctor for 100 patients in Mississippi. Who knows why? So there's a lot of factors that can be involved and that determines this waiting. Well, before we wrap up today, let's have our feature.
I'm really glad we decided to come to Miriam's Noodle Shop for dinner. I love their beef noodles.
Oh, Jim, look at that line. There must be 100 patrons waiting to get in there.
Wow. This place is a bona fide hit. I think it's the most popular restaurant in town.
What are we going to do? I don't want to fritter away our time together standing in line, waiting for a table.
Let me go inside, Alice, and see how long the wait will be.
Okay. I'll call Mary and Stan and tell them not to rush here to meet us.
Well, this is interesting. Miriam's noodle shop has an app that we can use to track where we are on the waiting list. Here, I put it on my phone.
Oh, I see that we're number 24, and the estimated wait time is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad? Jim, what are we going to do for the next 2 hours? That sounds like drudgery. Waiting here for 2 hours?
Well, we can branch out and go to the art museum down the street or visit the marketplace.
I do like the art museum, but what about our prospective table?
With this new app, the restaurant will send a text message to my phone when we are within 15 minutes of being seated.
Well, that's convenient. We can go do something fun instead of just standing in line. I'll call Mary and Stan and tell them to meet us at the museum.
That's the best we can do, Alice. I don't want to eat anywhere else.
Me either. Okay, let's go and we'll just come back here later.
Well, I really like this idea of, software and apps that will help cut down on the amount of time people have to wait. As I ride my bicycle around Taipei or maybe, I'll take a bus or something, it's interesting to me how many times I will see people waiting in line. And we talked about restaurants, but I've seen people waiting in lines outside of donut shops. The donut shop opens up. Or clothing stores. We've had clothing stores here, and I will see people waiting in line. I'm amazed at how patient they are. They're much more patient than Americans are. I don't know what it is. There's something maybe in the water that makes the people here in Taipei extremely patient. So
a good lesson to learn.
Yeah, give them credit for that. At least they're very patient. So, but I think they also might welcome Wait Away or maybe another app that would help them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, well, listeners, we're glad that you were here for this very interesting article. Hopefully you learned something and maybe you'll be seeing this in the future on your smartphone or on your tablet. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, this is Bill.
Amanda.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.